Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
Oh, hey, what's up?
How's it going, brother?
Going good, man. It's going good.
That's good, man. I'm gonna, well, Trevor, my name is Mario. I'm one of the directors here that I'm the person in charge of pricing, for the area. So, I'm gonna try to make this, as brief as I can. I like to be respectful of people's time. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'll provide you with our pricing and what the services include. And if it's something that you like, you know, we'll move forward. If not, no harm, no foul, brother.
Awesome.
Now, Dump Company, Tara tells me that you guys have been in business for, is it a little under a year? Is that correct?
Yeah, a little under a year. Yeah, we started last year in July.
Okay. Perfect. And then right now you are getting some of the clients through Angie's List, Home Advisor. Is that correct?
No, we have... I was just explaining to her, we just started testing out Angie's List this week to see if it's something that we wanted to invest in as a lead source for us. So we've gotten a couple of leads off there, but haven't converted anything into jobs. A good amount of our business comes from Thumbtack. We do Facebook Meta ads. We built up a good referral program, so we got a lot of referrals, word of mouth, and repeat customers. And then obviously when we're driving around our big old truck, with the advertisement on it, we get calls from people seeing us or, you know, neighbors in the neighborhood. But right now, our biggest lead source is Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Okay. Well,
we're trying to change that.
No worries, brother. Obviously, you know, what we're offering today, Trevor, is, you know, and I think you're familiar because Tara put some notes on here, which are pretty detailed, and she's actually really good at what she does. She said you had a little bit of, you know, you're familiar with SEO, with search engine optimization. So, again, I'm not one of those guys that's going to ever badmouth another company because that's not how I believe business is done. But I can tell you that both Thumbtack, Home Advisor, and Angie's List, they're all third-party directories who utilize Google to get their work. So, you know, just imagine if you have your company directly on that first page of Google, then it would sum things up for you, you know, just to give you that perspective. So
yeah, and I was explaining to her, we're literally in the process. We're talking with some people kind of in a decision-making process of where we're going in the route because our Thumbtack is like year to date, 50% of our business came from Thumbtack. So, and anybody who uses Thumbtack knows that it's a grind on there. So we're trying to, and we kind of reached the ceiling. We can't really make any more money from Thumbtack. We're maxed out on there. So
gotcha.
We can't up the budget no more. We can't, like, we're maxed out. We're doing is literally spending as much money as we can and making as much as we can back from it. So, the next step would be something that's a little bit more scalable, and that would be Google Ads, you know, start working on SEO, getting them organic leads, landing on the front page of Google, all that stuff. So I'm familiar with all of the stuff that you're talking about, and we're definitely trying to do it.
Perfect. Awesome. So I know you're doing hauling, you're doing gunk removal, right? I mean, what do you guys specialize in? I mean, what's your specialty?
I mean, the main thing is junk removal, going and picking up people's junk furniture, you know, property clean outs, like eviction, foreclosure. We're going there, clear out the properties. We do demo, like light demo work, like tearing up carpets, kitchens, sheds, decks. That's all the stuff we do.
Okay, you just beat me to the punch. I was just going to ask you if you're doing like a light demo and some of the eviction notices when people have to.
Commercial, residential, all that.
Okay, that's actually pretty awesome because there's quite a bit of opportunity through Google for you to do that. And then Tara does tell me that you are willing to also travel for the work, right? I mean, as long as the the compensation is right. Obviously, that has to make sense as well for you to.
Yeah, we're right in the heart of Norfolk, and we travel to
Yorktown and is into Ocean as well.
Yep.
Okay.
What's that?
Perfect. I said you're traveling to Yorktown as well.
Yeah, that's about the furthest we go, and we really only go up there if it's, you know, a full load or more.
Okay. It has to make then financial sense. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So this is what we have to offer, Trevor. On Google, not sure if you ever heard of what's known as Google Verified. It's Google's top lead creation and the most successful lead providing system that's out there right now. And the reason behind this is Google Verified is a paper qualified lead program. So the benefit in this is that, you know, the calls will come directly to you. There's no lead sharing. But here's what separates Google Verified from third-party vendors like Angie's List or Thumbtack, is that these are qualified leads. Okay, so when I say qualified, it means that these leads have already been qualified for you, which is, you know, you're only going to get calls from people that are ready and are looking to hire your service, if that makes sense. Okay, so let's say you get a call from someone, you know, which doesn't happen, but let's say it does happen where you get a call from someone who's just wasting your time or someone who's at, you know, calling to look for work or something that's not a qualified lead where you're going out there and giving out a quote, then you don't pay for that lead. Okay. That is the amazing portion of the Google Verified program. And that's why clients have sticked around. Google Verified, just so you know, has a 97.7% retention rate. You know, at the end of the day, you know, people are just looking for what works, Trevor. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, I mean, people want to make sure they're getting qualified leads, they're getting customers that are actually looking for the work and, you know, for you to do their work. And again, the difference here is that I don't know how you're working with Angie's or Thumbtack, you know, but a lot of these companies have you, you know, call clients and, you know, that same lead they give you, they share that with about 5 or 6 others that do the same thing you do. The Google Verify program does not work that way, Trevor. These leads will come directly to you. There's no lead sharing, right? And, you know, like I said, when the client is calling you, you know, these are inbound. You know, they're inbound leads. You're not going to do any of the calling. So it changes the whole game when it comes to lead service providing. Now, with that lead service providing, we include the Google search engine optimization that you speak of, the local SEO, right? So the SEO includes us showing you at the very top page of the first page of Google. Right, so if anybody right now in the area of Norfolk or the surrounding cities are looking for anything that has to do with hauling, junk removal, debris removal, garbage pickup, or so forth, the companies that are popping up as top recommended, which I'm sure you heard of these guys, the Junk Uncles, 800 Got Junk, College Hunks, Junk Shot Removal, and Pinky's Junk Removal. Have you heard of any? Yeah. So these are the guys.
I know all of them.
Oh. So you've been in the business long enough. Okay. So these guys are the ones that are capturing all the work, brother. And I'll tell you something. It's not because they're doing something better than you are or because their work is just, you know, completely better than yours. I promise you it has nothing to do with that. The simple fact that these guys come up as first and top recommended options on Google is what keeps them busy. Okay. That position that we had opened up, that's where we would be placing you, on that first page along with your competitors. Okay. Now, since you've had, the company, the www.dumpco.com, is that your, website, Trevor, or are you paying for that domain or who does that belong to?
Yeah, we pay for the domain.
Okay. And who
we own it.
You own the domain. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we own it. We own it.
Okay. So the good thing is that you own the domain, you own the website. The other thing that we can do, we can bring that domain and also put it on the first page of Google. Okay? Because here's the thing. I mean, it's wonderful that you have a website, but if the website is not creating traffic for you, Trevor, that's a problem, right? Because a website needs to create traffic for you, and that's what we do. I mean, we grab that website, and we put it in front of the clients that are looking for your services at that time that they're doing the search. Okay. Now, you said you're also doing ads on social media. What ads are you doing, brother?
Just Facebook.
Just Facebook? Okay. So
yeah.
Part of the service that we offer, okay, because Google works directly with Facebook, I'm not sure if you knew that, but they have a partnership. Google has a partnership with Facebook. We would run ads on Facebook for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. Okay. The Facebook ads are already included within our service. Okay. So whatever you're paying now, I don't know if you're paying like $8 per ad or, you know, whatever Facebook is charging you, you wouldn't have to do that anymore because our service includes the ads through Facebook. Okay. The other service that we include within our package is Apple. Apple and Google work very close together. So we would also list Dumpco on Apple, you know, for anyone that uses Safari to do searches, who uses Siri or Alexa, we would also list Dumpco through Apple as well, and the Apple platform. Okay. And obviously we're also working directly with AI, which I'm sure you know everybody now is using that whole ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So we would also list Dumpco and give you access where AI will be able to, you know, the minute that you're, you know, if you miss a call or so forth, I mean, the AI system will do the back end work for you. Okay, and that's included in the service as well. Okay. Now, let's get into the important portion of things, brother. Like I said, I want to just make things pretty straightforward with you. Pricing, okay? So this is what Google will be charging you per qualified lead, okay? And this is where I, you know, want you to understand that, you know, these leads are already qualified. And if it's not a qualified lead, like I said to you earlier, where you're going out and giving out an actual quote to the clients, then you don't have to pay for that lead, okay? The range per lead through Google is $40 to $60 per qualified lead, okay? But again, that's one of the main things that we address to our clients is always letting them know that these are qualified leads. It's not like these other guys that are just sending you whatever they want. Absolutely not. And the reason that they're qualified is because, you know, we don't want to send stuff to you that's not going to be qualified and then you're not paying for it. I don't know if that makes sense, right? So we want to make sure that you're only getting, and the beauty of the Google qualified leads, Trevor, like I said, when the client calls you, it's somebody that's normally already made up their mind that they need your service. You know, I mean, they're calling you because, you know, they're needing the service that you're offering. So that's what makes the Google Verify program very successful as it is. Okay. Now, Google does require an activation budget. So what they want to know is that, hey, Trevor, we'll send you the qualified customer, you know, and we'll give you the work, but we need to make sure that when we do that, that we're able to charge those $60 for that client from somewhere. Right. So they require an activation budget of $780. It doesn't mean that you're going to pay that amount. It means that you have to allocate that amount, if that makes sense. Okay, you have to just have that amount available where they will be extract anytime you get a qualified client. Okay?
Okay.
Now, not everyone qualifies for the Google Verify program, Trevor. There's a few questions that I do have to ask from you. And then I'll let you know, obviously, if you qualified. And I'm sorry some of these questions are a little, you know, a little silly, but we have to ask. Question number one, do you have a criminal background?
No.
Okay. Have you committed any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry for the questions, brother. Do you have a valid driver's license?
I do. Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have a valid social security number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So as long as, I mean, obviously, and here's the thing that Google wants to make sure, I mean, you know, if we move forward to work with you, Dumpco is going to be one of those top options on that first page. So at the very top of the recommended companies is what you call the sponsor section. That's where Dumpco is going to appear, at the very top page of Google, right? So Google wants to make sure that they're not sending someone over who has any, you know, criminal background, because obviously most of the jobs and, you know, the qualified leads that you're getting are going to be, you know, directly to, you know, higher end, or it's just a protection method that Google uses, wants to make sure. Okay. All right. Just again, I apologize for those questions.
You're good, man.
So based on that, I mean, you do qualify. So the way that this works, Trevor, to get on board with the Google Verify program, to include the SEO for you, to include the ads on Facebook for you, get you on Apple, get you on the AI system as well. I want to ask a question very direct from you, because like I said, I don't want to waste your time, brother. Are you in a position now where, you know, if we move forward and work with one another, are you able to handle more work?
Yes. I mean, we are in a position where we could, kind of pull the trigger on getting another truck and having it run. So yes, but we're just not doing that until, you know, we see
until things pick up, right? I mean, that's what
we're pretty spread thin. Like right now, like we don't have any room to, like today we're, you know, working all day, squeezing things in and, happen to turn down jobs, but it's not like that every single day. You know, there's a couple of days out the week that are like that. But when we get to a point where it's like, okay, we can't, we're losing too much money because we're too busy on these other days, then that's, you know, we're going to buy another truck, put some people in that truck and do it that way. So yeah, I mean, we're in a place where we're trying, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create more
traffic.
But yeah, let me put you on hold real quick. I got a phone call coming in.
Go ahead. No worries. Yep, no worries.
Hello?
I'm still here, brother.
There you go.
Yeah, is that you and the wife? I was going through your website. Is that you and the wife on the pictures?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome, man. I got to tell you, you know, we also build websites, but the website that you have is pretty, I like the fact that it's very, you know, it's pretty simple yet very informative as far as what you guys do. So
yeah,
that's pretty awesome. And then you got your pricings here on the type of loads. I mean, it's really nice, man. It's, you know, we got to get this website in front of the right clients, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not you, it's your junk. I like that.
Yeah,
I see that on the shirt. That's
awesome,
guys, brother.
Are you guys a marketing agency or something different?
No, no, we're a direct channel partner to Google, brother. Here, I'll send you our license if you want to see that. I don't mind doing that whatsoever. So in the States, just so you know,
guys are local.
Now, we're here in the same vicinity here in the same state where Google's at, in California, brother.
Okay.
I'm calling you from our corporate headquarters. I mean, we have remote offices all around, but the call is coming from our headquarters right now. I just text over to you our license. This is our badge of approval. Google's saying, hey, these are our direct channel partners. Just so you know, Trevor, you'll never get a call directly from Google. So if anybody ever calls you and says they're Google, that's a bunch of BS. I wouldn't even waste my time talking to someone that says that, because that doesn't exist. The only people Google plays calls to is their multi-million dollar contracts like Coca-Cola, Mercedes, you know, that's who they and we get hired directly by Google to deal with smaller to medium-sized businesses. But anyhow, back to where we were at. In order to get you on board and get you those leads that will come directly to you, the pricing that you're looking at today, Trevor, it's $4.99. That's all you pay today. That covers the clearance, you know, to get the – you're going to get a background check, obviously, done. Google wants to make sure that everything you're saying is actually accurate. Once that's done, the background check – then you get a call from the Google Verify department, and that's when they start allocating, you know, they'll ask you for those 780, where they'll take the cost per the leads anytime you get a qualified client. Every month after today, the only thing you pay for the SEO, for the ads on Facebook, for the listing on Apple, and the service through AI, is $2.99 per month. That's it, brother. That's all you pay after the $4.99 today. Okay? You pay $2.99 per month, and that'll keep you on Google's first page as one of those top recommended options. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the listing that you have on Google, who created that listing for you, Trevor?
What listing?
You guys have a listing through Angie's List. Okay, that's what I was looking at. Okay, said that.
Yeah, we run Google LSA as well. I forgot about that.
Okay, no worries about that, man. Once you see the Google Verify, brother, I promise it. I'm not just saying this because I work here, but you'll see that, you know, how Google Verify services work. And mark my words when I tell you this, and only because I see this happen over and over again. You're not going to need another provider or anyone else to do, you know, what Google would do for you, because everything that you're paying for through other third-party vendors, you know, having you come up as one of those top recommended options is, it'd just be a game changer, man. Now, on that first page of Google, Trevor, it's going to show a time and the dates that the clients can reach you and obviously your wife. What time did you want it to show on there that you guys are available to take calls from the customers?
It could be between 8 and 8.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. All right, let me put that on here. Okay, Demco, 8 a.m., 8 p.m.
I think we wanted to change it to a little bit earlier. And I mean, You can do.
You know what? Honestly, if you ask me, Trevor, I would go with 7. Only my opinion.
Yeah, go
I mean,
7.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm 7 to 8.
7 to 8. Yep.
And then Monday through Friday. Or no, you can, if you can do a specific time on Sunday, I'm fine with taking calls on Sunday. We just don't do any work on Sunday.
Yeah, but you know what? If you can take calls on Sunday, at least you can book them out for the following week. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm cool to take calls, but if you can make it to where the call, like, we're not advertising until, like, after, like, 1 p.m.
Okay.
For the calls on Sunday,
yeah,
that'd be better because we got Christmas
stuff in the morning. I can do that. Hold on. So am I putting Monday through Friday here, or are we doing Monday through Saturday?
We do Monday through Saturday is when we work. But if we're cool to take calls after, like, 1 p.m., then we can do Sunday as well for calls only.
Okay. I'm going to put Sunday 1 p.m. till what time? You want to do, like, 5 or 6?
You can do the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. 8 p.m.
Yeah, 1 to 8.
One day. Hold on. Let me update that and put that in here for Sunday for Demco. 1 p.m. Okay. Now, on a mile radius, Trevor, and this is important because, you know, you will be visible outside of Norfolk. So, on a mile radius, roughly how many miles would you want to be visible around Norfolk? Are we talking about 25, 30 miles? Is that correct?
35 is what we do.
35. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. 35 miles. Okay. Bear with me 1 second here. And then are you open for commercial as well, Trevor? Can we list you for commercial work as well?
Yes.
Okay. Commercial and residential. Okay, bear with me 1 second, brother.
What was your name?
Mario. M-A-R-I-O.
Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Mario. I need to make a phone call because we're pulling up to a job site right now and we're having trouble locating them. Either I can just call and put you on hold, or if you give me a callback number, I can call you back, whatever you want to do.
You know what? I'm almost done here, so if you want to put me on hold, I wouldn't have a problem with that, brother.
All right, cool. Give me 1 second.
Okay. I'm still here, Trevor.
All right, cool. How much longer do you think this is? Because I got a customer coming out now that...
Well, it'll probably take me less than 5 minutes, brother. What's your last name?
Gaddis, G-A-D-D-I-S. D as in dog, G-A-D-D.
I-S, okay. Oh, you said D as in dog. Dabbis?
G as in God, A as in apple, D as in dog, D as in dog, I as in igloo, S as in Sam.
Thank you, brother. Sorry about that. Having to repeat yourself. But what's a good email address for you, brother?
It's your junk, ITSYOURJUNK at dumpedco.com, dumpedco.com.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. I'll get you off the phone here in less than 5 minutes. Don't worry, man. Okay. It's coming up as an invalid email. So you said it's your junk, and what was the rest?
It's your junk, at bumpedco.com.
Okay, perfect. And then that number, the 757, 757.
Yeah, 577. Yeah.
59. Okay. That's a good number where the clients can reach you. Okay, perfect. And then what address do you have the business registered to? We're not going to list this on Google, obviously. It's just in case we send correspondence.
Okay, it's 5948 mm-hmm. Prince Avenue, PRINCE, at dumpco.com. Or, my bad, at 5948 PRINCE, Norfolk, Virginia, 23502.
Okay. You said 23512?
23502.
02. Okay, yeah, that's what it generated for me. I just wanted to make sure, brother. Thank you for that. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right, almost done here, man. Thanks for being patient. And everything's going to come over to you.
In my email?
Right, to your email right now in writing. Bear with me here one second. And then tomorrow you'll get a call from our IT department, Trevor. Obviously, our IT department, they're the guys that are in charge of you know, doing the website, the ads on Google and so forth. What time tomorrow is a good time for you to get a call from that department?
You just kind of have to try to test your luck and hope I'm, you know, kind of in a situation like I was today driving.
Okay.
No worries. Really any time during the day, just hit the call. If I'm not available, I'll give them a better time.
Okay, let me put that note on there then. Okay. Okay.
All right, Mario. I really got to go, man.
Okay, brother, I'm almost done. The only thing that we would need to get the ball rolling and get you up there, you know, the company does allow two separate ways for you to satisfy that payment, the $499. How did you want to get that done, Trevor? I mean, you can use a company card or you can use your personal one.
Yeah, we'll probably do a company card, but I'm definitely going to have to go home and talk with the wife and stuff like that because we're still kind of in a decision-making process. So I'm not ready to pull the trigger on the payment just yet, but I would say probably by the end of the week we'll have a decision for sure.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not something that you guys were trying to get done today, I mean, to get you guys there, you know, up on that.
Not with everything I got going on at the moment. Like, I need to be able to sit down and read the things that you're sending me over. But like right now, I got a customer waiting for me to go quote her garage. That's what I'm saying. I got to hurry up and get out of here.
Okay. All right. So when can I touch bases with you then, Trevor? So we can actually go over this and I can type everything up and send it to you. I mean, what would be a good time where you'd be in front of, you know, where you can spare 20, 30 minutes?
Evenings are always best for that. So like Friday evening, Wednesday evening, or not tomorrow. We got plans tomorrow evening. So I would say like Friday evening after 6 p.m. is usually we're at the house and I'm able to sit down and kind of focus on whatever we're talking about.
Okay. Friday evening. Okay.
And everything you said, I'm honestly, out of all the people I've talked to, the offer mm-hmm. that you guys are making has more value in my eyes than all of them, but my wife's not here with me, and we make all the decisions together, so I just want to be able to go home and sit down with her and talk to her about it, so.
Okay, okay. All right, so you know what? I will give you a call on Friday, say about five or six,
Terry,
brother.
Nice to meet you. Sounds good, Mario.
Okay, Trevor, have a good one, brother. I won't keep you up anymore, man. All right, I'll talk to you Friday.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.